Let's pick up in the Gemara. Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph. So we have a machlokes of Yochanan the Shlokish, and the Gemara has now quoted so far Rav Dimi's version of the machlokes, that they have machlokes both by Chai B'Misas Shogigin and Chai B'Malkas Shogigin, the Davar Acher. In other words, you have Rashi says Shogin means below Hasra. So you have a case of an act that's Machayiv Misa, but there was no Asra, or an act that's Machayiv Malkus without Asra. So there's no Malkus B'Poel, there's no Misa B'Poel, and there's also Chiyav Mamon that was incurred together with it. And according to Rish Lakish, you'll be parted from the Mamon, since if there was Asra, you'd be Chayiv the Onesh HaChamor. So to now, Yochanan says, no, if there was no Asra, so you're Chayiv Mamon, Rashi adds, because after all, there's only Risha Achas here. If you're getting the onesh hachamer, then we have the rule, k'dei rishaso. But here, you're only getting the one onesh, so there's no reason why you can't get it. The Gemara brings a shaka v'tarya, so to speak, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, each one asking the other one, depending on which version, who asked who, what question. But the pasuk talks about the case of the mevlados. It says, v'lo yi asan anesh yi anesh, which is a way of being medayik, that ha'yi asan lo yi anesh, which is a mocker, as we know, for Kimud Rabbinay. So the way that Rish Lakish reads the Pasuk, it would mean that if there would be an Ason, whether or not there was Asra, whether or not your Mamish Chayiv Misa for this Ritzicha or not, irrespective of that, Lemaisa, it would be something that could have potentially a Chayiv Misa. That's enough that if there would be that she would have died, then there would be Ptur of the Dmei Vladis. So according to Rish Lakish, that's the meaning of Loya Ason, Ason Mamish. And Rav Yochanan pushes back and says, no, it means Din Ason. It's only when there'd be a case where he'd be, in fact, Chayiv Misa. And that would be the case of that you'd be part of the Mevladis. According to one version, Rav Yochanan asks Rish Lakish the question, my love, Din Ason, and Rish Lakish responds, Ason Mamish. So we saw the Tosus yesterday. That's in terms of the Loya Ason, the first pasuk. Pasuk afterwards says v'masan yev nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. So that Tosa suggests if that's interpreted to mean nefesh mamish, so then that's obviously going to have to mean a case of din ason. So in Chanami, the sukkim don't line up in that regard, and it could be that's what Yochanan felt. It was a kasha on Rish Lakish. Then he asked the kasha, my love din ason, my love din ason. The other pshat Tosa says is that the other pasuk v'masan yev could even mean not din ason but ason mamish. But the interpretation of nefesh tachas nefesh is mamon, which is in fact one sheet of the Tanayim, that since the case was you were not niskavin for the woman, niskavin for the other guy, so then the halach is you're not chayiv misa if you kill the woman, he's only chayiv mamon. Okay, but we have to see more about this as we go on to the next tosa. So we have to, one of the things we have to begin to think about in the back of our minds is how to work out the nitty gritty of the lashonas apsukim of lo ya ason and ason yia. Exactly what does it mean? When we say lo ya ason, that's what we have in our Gemara. What does it mean? V'im ason yiya, exactly. What does that mean? What does nesat nefesh tachas nefesh mean? All this is going to become clear from the next Tosus. We have to first see the next Gemara first, and then from there we'll broaden our scope. Okay, so let's pick up in the sugya where we are in the cheshbon of the Gemara. So far, we're assuming that the machlokes Yochanan Rish Lakish revolves around chayiv misa shogin as well as chayiv malkus shogin. Again, we segued into this because of the question of how to resolve the steer between two Mishnayos. Right? Rav Yochanan gives his answer, his Rebobim, and says, Lo his Rebobim, Rish Lakish cannot accept that because he holds that there's no difference between his Rebobim and his Rebobim. Fekt Gemar, Amar Rav. Fekt Rava, Umi Ikal Amanda Amar, Chayv Misa Shogin Chayovin. Is there anybody that can hold that Chayv Misa Shogin is in fact Chayv Mamon? That's what you're saying Rav Yochanan holds. You're telling me, Rav Dimi is telling me that Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue both by Chayv Misa Shogin, besides for Chayv Malkus Shogin. But is there anybody that can hold that way? V'hatana Devei Chizkiya, we have a famous brisa of Tana Devei Chizkiya that darshins the following from a hekish between two parts of a pasuk. It says in the pasuk at the end of Pashas Emor, Makei Behema Yishalmena Umake Adam Yumas. So the Torah has stated in the same pasuk the halacha that you have to pay as a mazik, makei beemish almena is tashlumei mamon, even if the animal dies, but there's nothing more than simply pure hezek, makei nefesh beemish almena. And then you have umakei adam yumas. So what's the hekesh teaching us? Maki behema yishalmena, it's not maki nefesh, but it's a different pasuk. Maki behema yishalmena, umaki adam yumas, says Tanbe Chizkia, maki adam umaki behema. We have a connection here. What's the connection to teach us? Ma maki behema, lo chilakta bo, bein bishogeg, bein bimezid, bein miskavin lishayin miskavin, bein derech aliyah lederech aliyah, the potro mamun, elo lechayva mamun. Just like the first part of the pasuk, which tells us the chiyuv mazik of maki behema, so that halacha that you're going to be chayv mamun is in all circumstances. Now those circumstances, the Bechizkiah, he's going to break it down into three different groupings. So that halacha of lo chilakta, that there's always going to be a chiyuv for mazik, is going to be in all situations, namely they bishogig bebemezid, that's grouping number one. So to grouping number two, be miskavish and miskavin, whether it was maki behema bishogig or bemezid, doesn't matter. Whether it was maki behema biskavish and miskavin, doesn't matter, always chayiv. And whether it was derech yibid derech aliyah, even though we find such a distinction binogei hilchos galus of shogig, but in terms of the halacha maki behem shalmena, it's going to be the same halacha in all those cases. So there's no distinctions. Now, what is he coming to teach us? That the same types of groupings are going to be relevant in terms of part two of the pasuk in a different way, in a different direction. Af maki adam. So too, the second part of the pasuk, which is equated to the first part of the pasuk, is going to be also a lo tachlok. But here it's going to be a lo tachlok in the other direction. And it says maki adam yumas. So what's implicit in that din of maki adam yumas? The halacha, not just that there's a chiyuv for yumas, a chiyuv misa, but as Rashi says here in a few places, it's implicit in that there's going to be a tour for mamon. So it's as if the Torah says maki adam yumas and not yishalmena. In other words, you have to almost read the pasuk that way. Maki behema yishalmena umaki adam yumas. So there's a contrast. So you could say the contrast is sort of like this. Well, maki behema is not yumas, it's only yishalmena. Maki adam yumas. I mean, I suppose you could read it that way, but what the Gemara is doing here is in a different direction. Maki behema yishalmena umaki adam yumas and not mama. So now that we teach the maki adam yumas as implicitly teaching us the halacha that you'll be potter from mamon, now we take the three groupings of the lot chilakta of the chi of mamon of part one of the pasuk, and we plug it into the ptur mamon of the second part of the pasuk. And now we have to look at each one in a more specific way. Exactly what are these things referring to? But we say the following, these are taich words. Af maki adam lo tachlog bo, again, bein bishogi bein bemezid, that's the first grouping of not distinguishing. Bein biskavich ein biskavein, that's the second grouping. Bein derech aliyah, derech aliyah is the third grouping. Wat l'chaybo mamon, ela poto mamon. We're not going to allow for any opening of the door in any of these cases that there should be a distinction that maybe you'll be a chiyuv mamon. No. Across the board, it's going to be a ptur mamon. Okay, that's a taich of the words. Let's just see the Rashi. So what is the point of Rabbi's Kasha? Yeah, we have to look at each case of Chetan V'Chizkiel carefully. What exactly is Shogi Mezid? What is Miskavim Miskavim? What is Derech Aliyah? You read Derech Aliyah about. We know that these three groupings are relevant for the chiyuv of Maki Behema, and they're relevant for the ptur of Maki Adam. You must be a pater from Mamun. Exactly what's the nekuda that's being mischadish in each of these groupings, that we have to see carefully. But the thrust of Rava's kasha seems clear, that since there's a Tan Vecheskiah, so Rava's taking for granted that there can't be a cholek on this Tan Vecheskiah, so it's clear that a chiyuv misa, a case of a chiyuv misa, even if it's not going to have a chiyuv misa to it, even if it's going to be a case like shogeg, a case of en miskaven, so there's going to be a ptur of mamon, even though you're not going to mamish have a chiyuv misa. That's what we see. And that's against what you're telling me, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Chayvi Malchus Shogigin, Chayvi Misa Shogigin, V'Dabar Acher, Yechayv Mamon. Tanbechitzi says otherwise. Let's see the Rashi. Maki Adam Umake Behema. So Rashi quotes for us the whole pasuk. Maki Behema Yishalmena. And here Rashi tells us already, you know, but in his Shonu Hazav, the sweet words, just you can really see where Rashi's leading us. Maki Yishalmena Umaki Adam Go Yishalim. Eli Yumas. Rashi's taking you by the hand so you understand what's going on in the Gemara. We don't always appreciate what Rashi does until, you know, we point it out. Like, otherwise, what's going on here? Maki Adam Yumas doesn't say anything about being potter. No, it does. Maki Adam Lo Yisham Elo Yumas Hikish. To what is the Torbi Makish in this pasuk? Hikish. The Tur Mamon the Maki Adam, Lechi of Mamon the Maki Behema. That's what the Hekish is referring to. So Ma Maki Behema Ein Lecha Bo Chiluk Lechiuv. That which a Chayiv is not going to have any Yotzim Min HaKlal, any exceptions. Af Maki Adam, that which you're potter by Maki Adam, Ein Lecha Bo Chiluk Liftor. In other words, that it's going to be the same thing. Now, Rashi just elaborates on part one. That which Maki Behema is chayiv in all the cases, where do you know that from? What's the makor? That's the basis. That's the basis for the limud. And then we're going to use the hekesh to tell me the other half. So that's a part of the thing. Maki Behema la'olam chayiv. How do we know? Damin baba kama chavav. Petza tachas patza. That's the drasha that teaches us. L'chayiv al-shogi k'meizu bonus k'vav. So we know that Adam Mod Leolam, person is chayit for Nezek, the other Dalet Dvarim is different. Dalet Dvarim, we saw the Tosis earlier, right? Dalet Dvarim have to be Karav L'mezek, but the Chi of Nezek, that's a halacha, even B'shogeg, even Ba'ones, Yechayiv. Ones is a shayla, how far it goes, but all right. But Maisa, there's halacha, the words are, Al-Shogeg K'mezek, Ba'ones K'mezek. So that's Ben B'shogeg, Ben B'mezek. Then it says, Ein Miskavein, Ein bo chiyuv misa ba'adam. So that's why there's a chidush here. You might think that there'd be a case, in that case you'd be chayiv mamon, because there's no chiyuv misa, it's ein miskavein. Again, exactly the nature of the ein miskavein, Rashi doesn't get us in too much on it. We'll have to see more carefully. Ein miskavein. We'll see what the big case of miskavein was there, v'harag is there, right? Okay, that certainly fits. Derech aliyah means sheiko b'hagbas yado, the killing took place as he was lifting up his hands, o shechatcho b'charbo numata l'mala. So it was a sword, and again the motion was an up, underhanded motion, if you will, going up. That's called derech aliyah. Now why do we suddenly bring in the fact that derech aliyah, derech aliyah? In other words, shogi l'meizid, we understand there's a difference, nachiyah chay misa b'shogeg, and there's no chiyamis be'in miskaven. What does derech yudah chariyah have to do with anything? Mishum degabi galus. Dahorik b'shogig ika chiluk. Ben derech yudah chariyah kidemi b'makos. Koshev derech yudah so gole. If it's the ritzicha b'shogig occur derech yudah is galus. Dechsev ayapel olav. Atse yipol kiderech nefil. So again, so what is Rav's question? So you see mefurish in Tan Vechizkiya that there's a halacha even by Chayvim Mises Shogigin, even by Ein Miskavein, that you're going to be potter. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't disagree. And because of this, Rava is going to now rework what the machlokas, in fact, is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, not the way Rav Dimi reported, which is that there's machlokas even by Chayvim Mises Shogigin. But as the Gemara goes on and says, Ella, Kiyasa Ravin, Rav Dimi Ravin often had different versions of Rav Yochanan. We find it commonly in the Gemara. Each one, Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is reporting from Bavel. Ravin and Rav Dimi would come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and report what they heard from Rav Yochanan, but they wouldn't always be reporting the same thing. So Ravin had a different version of what exactly the Machlokes Rav Yochanan Shlokes was about. What does he say? Chayvim Mises Shogin Kuliyam Lo Pligi Depturim. All agree that Chayv Mises Shogin a Pater, and again the Makor would have to be Tan Vechezkiya, like Rav asks. Ki Pligi beChayvim Malkus Shogin b'Davar Acher. The whole Machlokes is limited to Chayvim Malkus Shogin and Mamon. Rav Yochanan Amar Chayv. In that case, we wouldn't even Chayvim Mamon because Chayvim Mises Iskush, Chayvim Malkus Lo Iskush. Chayvim Mises are the things that are Hukas to Make. The Ema Yishalmena, like the pasuk that we just had in the drasha Tan Vechizkiya, Chayvim Malkus no way are linked to the case of Maki Behema. So there, we can say Chilakta. chilakta bein shogim beis miskavim miskavim. They are ready. There'll be a chiyuv mamon if there's no chiyuv malchus. Reshlokish amar patur, because the first strips of Torah chayvim malchus ke chayvim misus. And the Gemara is going to now try to figure out exactly where you find that the Torah was marbe chayvim malchus to be chayvim misus. That's the next part of the sugi. Kuyam go pligi the patur. Rashi says, why? From where? Midatan de becheskia. Chayvim Malkus iskush, says Rabbi Yochanan, lemakir behema, and Chayvim Malkus were not. So a simple question just to think about. According to Ravin, so then it comes out there was no machlokes by Chayvim Misus Shogigin. So what do you do with what the Gemara, those couple lines of Gemara that we read just before Rabbi's question? We have a couple lines of Gemara, Eis Rabbi Shogish Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo yu'asan anishionish ma'ilav asan mamish. So it's a right to me that Chayvim Malkus Shogin is pater min mamon. And Rabbi Yochanan answers, no, dinasa. So it means that only because there's a case that he's mechuyiv misa. Or, ikedami, Rabbi Yochanan asks, Rabbi Shlokish, lo yasan, my lab dinasa. So you see, it's only if he's going to be Chayvim misa, he's pater, lo asan mamish. What do you do with those lines of Gemara? According to Rav Dimi, there's a machokas in by Chayvim Shogin, and then there could be a debate about how to teach Ason, if Ason Mamish or Din Ason. But according to Ravin, there's no machokas. So what's the simple answer, I guess? They never had a conversation. Yeah, it's interesting. They never had a conversation. There's a few lines of Gemara that you have to almost delete, you know. According to Ravin, we find Kahina, you know, here and there. We do find such things in Shas, that there's a reported conversation, and according to one version, you know, it would never happen again. There may be ways around this in a more creative fashion to try to figure out that maybe there was some conversation and it is no gaya, but at first glance it sounds like you have to say, according to Rabin, that this was never a conversation, never took place. Okay. What else is implicit in the sugya? Rav is asking Tan Bechizkiya, in other words, it's taken as a dava pashut, the Tan Bechizkiya is no cholek in Tan Bechizkiya. And this is, of course, the point the Tosfos is going to be pressing from the various sugyas in Shas. It sounds like Tan Bechizkiya is not a dava muskim. It's not something that everybody accepts. And Rav is very convinced that there can't be anyone who argues that Yochanan couldn't disagree. It's interesting, whenever you find Tan Bechizkiya mentioned in Shas, you almost always find Rava, his name, in connection to it. Rava is like embracing Tan Bechizkiya to the extent that, you know, you can't argue on it. That's why he argues on Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yochanan here. But what's the issue? The issue is a couple of sugyas. Let's now see the Tosfos. Umi ika lemanda amar chayvim misus shogigin chayavin. This is Rava's question, but Tan Bechizkiya. V'im Tomer. Fektos is the question first from Sanhedrin Ayin Tes. V'ha'arminan b'perek ha'nisrafin, the perek elin nisrafin in Sanhedrin, it says, Tan Bechizkiya, mapka midirebi, umapka midirabanan. Tan Bechizkiya is rafuke rebi and afuke rabanan. So, meanwhile, what do you see in that line of Gemara? Alma pligi tanoi atan Bechizkiya. So, of course, we have to see the Gemara, see what's happening here, in order to appreciate the whole Tosfos. So, hopefully you all saw it. We'll see it again together, just to remind ourselves, refresh our memories. What exactly is Tosfos quoting in Sanhedrin Ayin Tes? That the Gemara says, Tan Bechizkiya is against Rebbe and against Rabbanan. So, we already mentioned yesterday, this Machokes Rebbe and Rabbanan. So, what is it about? It's about the question of Niskavin lara gezeh, v'hara gezeh. Is a person who kills the unintended target, chayiv misa, if there was intention to kill, but the intention was to kill a different target, a different person. In other words, had he successfully accomplished what he set out to accomplish, he would have been chayiv misa. We're talking about niskavin lara adam echad, another Jew, v'harag, a different Jew. So here we have a machlokas. The Rabbanan hold chayiv, because you intended to kill. You got, presumably it was asra, and he did kill, and that's a basis to mechayiv and misa for retzi'ah. Rebbe and Rav Shimon, they hold no. There's a special gzeras akasav. The Gemara quotes it over here in Ayin Tesamid Aleph, that he has to be miskaben for the person that he killed. It's a halacha in Ritzicha, you're not chayiv misa for Ritzicha unless it was miskaben lo. What's the drasha? Ba'arav lo b'kama lov. It's a pasuk in Shoftim. Yutes Aleph. Barim Yutes Aleph. It says, no, not Yutes Aleph, I'm sorry. Yutes Yud Aleph. Take that back. Yutes Yud Aleph. V'chi ye'ish sonei l're'ehu v'arav lo v'kama lov v'yikahu nefesh v'meis. That's initially what he does. He goes to Ar Mikot, and then the Ziknei Iro, who establishes Chayiv Misa, they take him from there, and they hand him over to the Goel Adam, and he gets killed. That's how it comes to Ritzicha. From Lusisna comes Ritzicha. The Arav Lo. What does the Torah want to say? The Arav Lo. He ambushed him. The Arav Lo, the Kamala, the Kol Nefesh. Says Rav Shimon, v'arav lo means achis kaving lo. That's the halacha. That has to be his niskaving. If he wasn't niskaving for the target, he could be niskaving for a tzicha, but that's not going to mechayiv and mis. Achis kaving lo. The Rabban have other drashas from the pasuk v'arav lo, the Gemara goes on to say. Says the Gemara, pick up from where it says, bishlamu Rabban. Now, toward the bottom of Ayin Tesamid Aleph, the Gemara brings this machlokes into another context, and that's the pasuk in Chumash discussing the parshat Mevladis. In other words, the Torah says, in Asan Yia, two people are fighting, and what happens eventually, that v'nagfu ishahara, v'yatsa yiladeha, then you pay the mevladus. Vim ason yiyah, then what? Vim asata nefesh tachas nefesh. Sounds like he intended his friend, and meanwhile, ason yiyah, the woman dies. The pregnant woman dies. Vim asata nefesh tachas nefesh. Sounds like it says, he's chayiv misa. So that, now, you have to preface. What was going on in this fight? There's a premise here that the Gemara has to preface with Rav Elazar. If they're intending just to fight, to punch the other guy in the nose, but not that he's going to kill him, not that there was any possibility of killing him, wasn't Matzah Shiva Misa, so then certainly we can't understand how anyone would hold that if the woman dies, that they're Chayiv Misa. Because what was going on was never with intention to kill. So Maisa end up killing. The answer is, but Rav Elazar explains that the matzah shebe misa kasa medaber, based on nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So chora, that's a raya to the rabbanan. That's the gemara's kasha. Bishkom rabbanan da means kam lagizav lagizav chayiv. So when the sivach inatz lanash and nagvi shahar avam, Rav Elazar's matzah shebe misa kasa medaber. The argument was having to do with that he wanted to kill the other guy. Tichsev imasan yom nasin nefesh tachas nefesh. So we have a beautiful way to support the Shita of the Rabbanan, and it works all out in the Pasuk, as we said. Elu Rav Shimon, hai b'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh may avid lei. What would be the pshat of the Pasuk, b'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh? Let's look at Rashi. Masa shemisa kasa medabre, shoy miskav ngar v'eschavero. If he wasn't scabbing to kill Ech Miktel, and yet, when he does have Kavana to kill whoever, he's Chayiv. So that is the problem. According to Rav Shimon, what do you do with this Pasuk? Now, the truth is, there may be a lot of ways around this Kasha. We'll see at the end of our Tosis. Tosis suggests a solution. And we'll see the Ran, the Mitzvah Shem, and the Dorim. You have to know. I mean, the whole premise of the Kasha is Rav Elazar's position, the Matzah Shem Misa Kasa Medaber. You have to know what's going on here. The Gemara is assuming it means Misa, and obviously, Niskam Ragazeh, Varagazeh, therefore, is Ischaif, the Kasha on Rav Shim. So, what is the answer? Mamon, Rav Shimon explains that it doesn't mean nisa at all. Nefesh tachas nefesh means you pay dmei haneherak. And where do we see such a position? Look at the Rebbe. This is in fact Rebbe's shita. So we have Rebbe and Rav Shimon on the same page. The Sanya, Rebbe, and how does Rebbe get it? We'll see how he gets it. Rebbe omer nesata nefesh tachas nefesh mamo. He interprets the pasuk as mamo. Ata omer mamo non ena ela nefesh mamish. Maybe it means nefesh mamish. He says no. Nemer nesina lamata. It says the word nesina later. Nemer nesina lamala. It says the word nesina earlier. In other words, Rashi says the nesata nefesh tachas nefesh. That's the later reference. That's the word. We don't know what nefesh means over there. And what other places is the nasata? The nasan b'flilin. Right? That's kasha yoshit salabala ishib nasan b'flilin. The imason yev nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. So the first pasuk says the nasan. That's talking about paying dmei vladis. That's referring to paying money. So therefore, nesina lamala v'nasan b'flilin dmei vladis. And it says nesina lamata. That's the pasuk that we started with. So now mala halan mamon afkan mamon. Okay. Now we get to Tanu v'Chizkiya. So what do we have at this point? We have a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Shimon and Rebbe are both of the position that Skamak Zeh Bagazer is patur. They have to interpret the pasuk, the Masri Yom Sat Nevetach Snafesh, as referring to the Dmei Hanera. The Rabbanan say Skamak Zeh Bagazer is chayiv, and they interpret Sat Nevetach Snafesh as chayiv misa. Comes Rava. Here again is Rava. Rava says, the same Rava that Bayas says, that how can anyone argue with Tanu v'Chizkiya? Here's Rava that makes an observation. Hi, Tanu v'Chizkiya, mafka mid Rebbe, mafka mid Rabbanan. The Bryce of Tanu v'Chizkiya is against both the position of Rebbe and against Rabbanan. The Tanu v'Chizkiya, and he quotes the drasha, Maki Adam, Maki Behema, Maki Behema, Lo Chilakta, Ba, Bein Shog Gemeze, Bein Miskavi, Yis Miskavi, Derech Yudar Chalil, Lo Potro Mammon, El Chayv Mammon, just like Maki Behema is Chayv Mammon across the board, in all these various situations, Af Maki Adam, Lo Tachol, Bo, Bein Shog Gemeze, Bein Miskavi, Yis Miskavi, Derech Yudar Chalil, Chayv Mammon, El Potro Mammon. So too, the implicit Tur Mammon of Maki Adam Yumas is across the board. Now Rav zeroes in on one of the three groupings of Tanu v'Chizkiya. He says there's a lo tachlok be miskaven le'en miskaven, that in all cases be miskaven le'en miskaven is going to be what? Potter from up. So now my she'en miskaven. What does that mean? Ein miskaven. He stopped, he killed somebody, ain't miskaven. Plain and simple. Whether you're miskaven or whether you stopped, it was ain't miskaven. But there'll be halacha to be patur from mammon, even though there was you killed some glum miskaven. But he says that can't be the pshat. This hainu shogeg. So what do you need to have a second grouping? Miskaven, ain't miskaven, you already said, bein shogeg amazing. So a person who stam kills b'shogeg, that he's putter from mammon, even though there's no chiyuv misa de poel, we already know from that that ein miskaven and he killed somebody is going to be. So what must be ela pshita? So the second grouping, says Rava, has got to be something more specific. Ein miskaven was not pshat. He's not miskaven to kill. He was not miskaven to kill this guy, this victim. Ela pshita she ein miskaven lozeh lozeh. So now we have a better understanding of that middle clause. We still have to go back to the third clause of Kuk. But we have Amos Kavin means he was Kavin Lazeh Velo Lazeh. And he ended up killing the other guy. And what does he say? What's the halacha? The Katani. And we don't make any distinctions. Even in that case, we don't say Echai Mammon Elo Potro Mammon. So what's the halacha according to Tanu v'Chizkiya by Niskam Lazeh Velo Lazeh? What's the halacha? He's Pater from Mammon. Now, the Ibar Ketala, if he's Chayiv Misa, like the Rabban say, Ma'yitzrech Miftri Mammon, then obviously, you don't need to come on a new halacha, you're part of Mammon, you're Chayiv Misa, it's part of Mammon. So that right away tells you it's Mafka from who? From the Chachamim. And yet the same token, he says he's pater from mamon. So it's against Rabban, against what? Against Rebbe. That's the Gemara. Let's look at Rashi, just so we have the Gemara ready. We'll see the Rashi. V'had the Tan Bechizkis says Rabba Mafka mit Rebbe v'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan mechayv re'misa uniskav ra'gizeh ra'gizeh. Rebbe mechayv re'mamon. V'iru Tan Bechizkis lo mechayv mamon v'lo misa. That's zeroing on the ain of miskavin case of Tan Bechizkis. Maki adam maki beheimel kachuk shu b'hai krua. Maki beheimel shalmeno maki adam yuma. So mashma beheimel chayv mamon uba adam pata mi mamon. That's the mashmaus ha-mikra. To say beheimel shalmeno v'lo adam. V'ikish locha kasuf. Patur tashkumin shal adam, that which we know that the adam is pater. Rechiv tashkumin shal behema. Malah halon lo chilakta b'miskavim kamon farsh v'azom b'ayhi. Derech ali l'shach ha-misni gabi behema. Al mishim de ba'ad mashka chilay b'chilok b'har b'shogi. Derech ali b'da chayv galus av derech ali b'ari mesi adal pater m'galus. Sivay apu lava yamos derech nefil b'inan. Okay, lepotro mamon, we have to see more about that inyan. Lepotro mamon, kalom alochi lakta bo shum tzad, lipatim natashumin, al bachot stadin hudim achayed, rabbinu koni zakin babakam pets lachas parts, like Rashi says here, chayed vashogi kemese, baonis keratsam, umaki behema nesiku, yeah. At maki adam, ein din petur tashumin, akasuv bo, the din petur tashumin, it's written by maki adam, which is, again, maki adam yumeth, and not money. Rashi earlier was medayget from the very maki behemei shalmena velo adam, but here it's really from maki adam yumas and not paying. You can really get it from part one of the pasuk too. There's a kasuv bo chaluk l'shum tzad shi'ischay mamon el kosha, in all situations all the time pater mi mamon bei b'shogi ve'emis kavein de pater mi misa bei b'meizet b'nis kavein de chay misa. Rashi's putting the two together right now. El lepotro alma p'tur mamon mi mamon tan vechizkio mi misa nami shmamina de patalei mi de itzrech miftrei mi tashlumin. Because otherwise you wouldn't need a patam tashlumin. The chiv misa will patam tashlumin, right? Kin farash v'yaza v'ibakta u mitzrech miftrei. Okay. So now we come back to our toast. So toast is kasha. She should be very clear to us, right? Here you have Rava himself is telling us that Tan Bechizkia does not square with Rebbe, does not square with Rabbanan. I mean, not squaring with Rabbanan is really an incidental point. I mean, the Chacham hold that Yechayev Misaf Niskam Rezeb HaGezeb. And Tan Bechizkia obviously doesn't hold that way, because he has to tell me a chidush that Yepatat Mamun. So obviously, so that's like incidental. I mean, the real thrust of the issue of Tosis is really, you know, trying to highlight is the issue that's Negei Rav Yochanan. That before we said Rav Yochanan holds that by Chayvei Mises Shogigin, you're Chayv Mama. And Rav's whole problem with that was Tandeve Chizkia. But here your Rav himself says, and Tos doesn't mention Rav himself, but it is Rav, that the Tandeve Chizkia is Mafka Mide Rebbe. That Rebbe says is a chiv mamon by ein miskavin, miskavin is a vargin zeh. And Tan Bechizkia holds that there's no chiv mamon. So why does Rabbi Yochanan also hold against Tan Bechizkia? The same thing Rebbe does. I mean, really the kasha, you understand, really the kasha is more the line of mafka mid Rebbe. The mafkin rabban is sort of like a side Indian, you know. What's that lach? Miskavin is a vargin zeh. Chayv a pater. So the chum hold your chayv. And obviously Tan Bechizkia doesn't hold that way. That's not really relevant so much for the context of our sugya and the kasha Tosis is asking. Even though Tosis brings it all together, I guess he means, but you see that the Rechizki is not a unanimous position. You see that they're a chokim. The imtoma harim perkan israfin tan Rechizki mafka mid rabbi mafkan rabban and alma pligi tanai litan Rechizki. Zok Tosis the following chidush v'yesh loma. And here we'll have to see a little bit more in the language of Tosis and Hedrin more than by us, but let's read the words. V'yesh loma Inyan Mammon Acher Isluhu Lekulu Hakesha de Tan Vechizkia. Regarding Mammon Acher, what is Mammon Acher? Tosis doesn't elaborate here. What does he mean? As opposed to what? The Nei Damim that has to do with the very death itself that you caused. Right? There's Dmei HaNeherag, and there's damim that are separate from that. So in our case, what would be considered the mamon acher in the case of the Torah, the mevuados, right? What else could be an example? Tosus in Sanhedrin adds, like the sugis earlier, daf lamed aleph, the person shoots an arrow, and it goes 4 amos b'shus harabim, and on its way it rips garments. So again, it's not, and then it also hits somebody, you know, afterwards, or did chiv misa or whatever. But it's incidental. It's a separate mamon. So in mamon acher, that halacha that even an act that's in a miskaven patis from mamon, that much everyone agrees to. That drasha, Tanvei Chizkiya, has relevance for everybody to accept the premise of that hekesh. Regabi mamon acher. V'lo pligiale ella b'maydekatani b'miskaven l'she'ena miskaven. And here is the issue. In other words, so now how does it break down in Tanvei Chizkiya itself? He says b'in shogeg l'mezid b'miskaven l'she'ena miskaven. Now that miskaven is relevant for what inyan? The masma b'miskaven l'arga isha. Bain emes kavin laharga, whether he intended to kill the woman or not, but meaning what? And if emes kavin laharga, meaning, but he was niskavin larges chavero, the Gemara says el larges chavero, the harga. In other words, emes kavin means whether he was kavin for the woman or not miskavin for the woman, miskavin for another person. The bechol inyan, in all cases, even by the case of niskavin lazeh the harages haisha, parter midmei haisha. But this second grouping of Tanvei Chizkiya, of Miskaven and Miskaven, Yipater, is not really relevant to tell me that you're Pater from Mamon Acher. It's only relevant to tell me the Ptur from Dmei Ha'isha. How do I know? Here's the Tosis own Nekuda. He's reading it into the Drush. The Le'in Mamon Acher, Le'gabi other Mamon, Kvar Tana, De'lo Tachog Bein Shogig Bein Mezid. In other words, Tosis is taking the Gemara a step further. What did the Gemara do in analyzing that second grouping of Tanvei Chizkiya? Bein miskaven shein miskaven. The Gemara says, what Rava tries to say is, that we're not discussing stam a case where he killed somebody below miskaven. Because what does Rava say? Hainu shogi. So what does Rava set up the case to mean? That in miskaven means, the in miskaven in Tanvei Chizkiya means miskaven lazeh, to kill v'haragazeh. Right? But Tosis now goes a step beyond. He says, now, when we talk about that case, miskaven lazeh v'haragazeh, we could be thinking about a case of incidental mamon acher. At the time that was haragazeh, he happened to cause hezek, or the mevladus. In this case itself, Haragazeni and the Mevladus. But he says, if that were the Pshat, so the Chiddush would be that even by the case of Skav Lezev Haragazeh, you're Pater from the Mamon Acher. You wouldn't need a separate clause in Tanvei Chizkiya to tell me that. Because if the Torah, if you already have the Hekesh Patering Mamon Acher, from what? From Shogi Lemezid. So in a case that you did it B'Shogeg, you're Pater from Mamon Acher. So Koshkein Tosis, Tosis Lashon in other places, Koshkein. Tosis, he doesn't say where Koshkein. But Tosis, Kfar Tana, Delo Tachot Ben Shogi Ben Mezid. So I know already, B'Shogeg you're Pater from Mamon Acher, so you're certainly going to be Pater from Mamon Acher if Miskaven Lezev Ragezeh. So what must be the answer? What must be the reading of this case of Miskaven Lezev Ragezeh, Delo Niskaven of Tanvei Chizkiya, that you're Pater from what? From Osa Mammon, the Mammon Hamisa, the Mea Nerek. Says Tosus, that's where Rebbe and the Rabbanan are dulo kitan vechizkiya. Vahainu de mafka mid the Rebbe umid Rabbanan. That's where we see Tanvechizkiya as being different and lafuke Rebbe and the Rabbanan. That what? De la Rebbe, niskalin lara gezeh, bara gezeh, chayv Mammon. What Mammon are we discussing? The Mammon of the Dmei Ha'isha. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Ula Rabbanan chayiv misa. And according to Tanvei Chizkiya, it's none of the above. According to Tanvei Chizkiya, what's that case? Pater mi misa umam. Let's just for a little bit of more clarity, look at the words of Tosis in Sanhedrin Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. A couple more words to clarify. It's the Tosis Amud Aleph, even though the Dibra Maschil is from the Gemara Amud Beis, but they couldn't fit it in Amud Beis, they put it in Amud Aleph, right? Umafka mid Rabbanan, this is what Rabbi says, that Tan Bechizkiah is against Rabban. Tema, the Beperek Elin Aris, the Sakadaitach Meikara, the Prigi Rebbe Yochanan Beshlakish Bechayv Mises Shogin, Ibturim and Tashkum and Alo, the more originally thought that was Machokis Uparach, Miko Madama Chayavin, this is Rabbi's question, but Tan Bechizkiah, Umitoch Kushizu, based on his question, Muki Pukta, the Bechayv Malkis Shogigin, and that alone is the Machokis, Bechayv Malkis Shogin. Umaykusha, what's the whole problem? Ha'ikacha tanai, the reshu tan mecheskin. Says Tosis v'yeshlomar, the hard the prigi alav, lav mishum the reshu who hekesha l'inyan maman acher, the bahadi misa. Not that they don't accept the hekesh relating to what, the hekesh goes a certain degree even for them. V'nogea maman acher, we will use the hekesh to pater, bein b'miskavin, bein miskavin, and so on. Go. Now, what's the case? Zarak chetz b'shabbos mitchilas dalu sof dalu b'kar shiran v'alichaso. The amas be'onaris the pater. That's example mamanachir. Because hezek at the time you're doing the act, even if the act would not have been amazing, it would still pater from mamak. Or with mevladis the bahadi misa the isha. So there was also a hezek of mevladis. Avol inyan demei hanerag. This is Tosis word. Inyan demei hanerag. Tosfos doesn't use those words of here by us, but again, that's the point. The mea nera dafka pligi, and here's interesting nekuda. Mishum de goli rachmana v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh mam. That's an interesting way of phrasing. Now, what we have more in Tosfos, the fact that Rebbe is mechayiv mamon of the mea nera, even though it's ena miskavi. Why? Why? If Tan Bechizkiah, he accepts it in a game Mamanachim. So you putter from Mamanachim. And Dmea Nera Gechayev. What's the difference? What leads Rebbe to say that? The Tosfos adds, Goli Rachman. Goli Rachman. The Goli Kra. They have to touch the Pasuk. Since Rebbe holds that there's no Chiyav Misa by Niskam Rezev HaRagazeh, so what is the pshat and the pas and and after all, he has also the nesina nesir xeris shav and then nesina lamalim sidamata. So Rebbe understood pshat nesat nefesh tachas nefesh to meet mama. So elamai I you have to bechezkiah, which he accepts in principle. The answer is that hekish is limited in scope. That hekish will only be what will only be valid to tell me a ptur by enemis kavein binogeya what. But the Torah is machadish here that there is a chidush. There is a chidush here, but the Torah is machadish that there is a chiyuv mamon.
The gila cry is the
nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, which for Rebbe means mamon because he learned that nemar nesina lamala nemar nesina lamata, and for him there was no alternative anyway because Rebbe holds that there's no chiyuv misa b'kahai gavna. He holds like Rav Shimon. I mean, it could be also. I mean, one way or the other, Rebbe has reason to touch the pasuk to mean nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. So obviously the Torah's giloy is telling me not to extend Tan Bechizkiah to the extent that it does, that Tan Bechizkiah does. Now, the question of the hour, Mashar already raises it in Sanhedrin. So what would that mean? Binogeya. We don't really know what the lump is. Just simply teaching how things fall out, where things going to be fitting in. So binogeya d'mei hanerag, that Rebbe says yochai by ena miskavi. Now, when you think about the following question, what about the case of shogeg? What did Tan Bechizkiah do? He had lo chilakta bein shogeg l'mezid. That's grouping number one, that by Makei Behema you always chayiv even b'shogeg, so too by Makei Adam you always putter even b'shogeg. And then he says, they miskavin and miskavin, which Rabbi says means miskavin is abar gezet, that by behema you're chayiv mamon, and by adam you're patur even by any miskavin lezet, because he's coming to the other guy. So what is Tosa saying? That second part of Tanvei Cheskia, we haven't gotten to the third part yet, the second part, so that's not telling me a ptur, a mamon acher, because that would be already clear from the fact that you're going to have by shogeg, you're patur mamon acher, so you're patur by any miskavin mamon. So actually, now what? Now what is the second grouping telling me? That you're putter from the Dmei HaNerag, Osa Mammon of the Misa. That's Tanvei Cheskia. And that's true where? That's true by Eina Miskave. And what did Rabbi hold? Rabbi was Golikra, that you're Chayv. So why is it different? We don't know, but we know that he sees it in the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk told him. And what about by Shogeg? In other words, is the Gilui Krah specific to the case of Eina Miskave, meaning Miskave Lezeh Barag Ezeh, Yechad Mi Anera? Or Hu Adin by Shogeg? Kill b'shogeg. Would he be chayev at Mea Nerag in that case? As well? Mea Nerag is different. He's only going to be part of the Mea Nerag if there's a chayev misa, mamish. Or no. B'shogeg also you're part. We are chayev specifically by the case of the Torah. Well, wait a second. In the case of shogeg, what do you have there? What? In what way? Why do you say kimle? What do you mean? Shogeg. What makes kimle? No chiyuv misa. Kimle
shogeg misa is positive.
No. But again, Tanda veChizkiya learns out lo chilakta ben shogeg amevid v'miskavin she'en miskavin. Tosa says gabe mi mamon acher, everybody accepts Tanda veChizkiya. As Tosa saying. So that means b'shogeg amevid, miskavin lezeh haragazeh, mamon acher is putter. Even though you're not really chayv misa b'poel, but you're putter from mamon anyway. Where is there a departure Tanvei Cheskia? And that's why Rabbi can say that Rav Yochanan couldn't disagree with this, right? Because discussion here is mamon acher. Where do we see a departure of Tanvei Cheskia? Only on that which Tanvei Cheskia is even pattering from mamon of the Dmei HaNeharag. That would also go into, because Tostosis, because after all, in the case of Ben Miskavin and Miskavin, you wouldn't need that case to be stated separately to Pata from Mamon Acher, because that already would be included in Shogeg Ben Shogeg. So when he says Ben Miskavin and Miskavin, he specifically wants you to know that you're Pata from the Mamon of the woman, or of the person you did not intend to kill, and you can't be someone else to kill someone else. And that's where Rebbe disagrees and says, no, you are going to pay for the man there. Fine. Now I want to know. And what about a case of Shogeg? According to Rebbe? Rebbe was guided by the Tzeres HaKasuv, Nesat Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Tosa says. What would be, according to Rebbe, in the case of Shogeg?
Wasn't he only guided? Because for him, there's no Misa by Niskavim Nehariz at all.
I understand. I understand, but yet he would agree that Mamon Acher would be Pater from Mamon. Even though there's no Chiyuv Misa. Right? Mamon Acher, he'd accept the Tanvei Cheskia, so Tosfos is saying. Now, take a look for a second, the Tosfos Lamed Beis. Bein Shogeg Amezid. So there are three groupings in Tanvei Cheskia, the Avlo Chilakta, Bein Shogeg Amezid, Bein Miskavin She'en Miskavin, Bein De'achir De'achirid. B'shlosha Inyani Mamon Ayri Tanvei Cheskia. Tosa says, Tanvei Cheskia is discussing three different categories of Mamon. De Bein Shogeg Amezid, what is that discussing? Mayri B'mamon Acher Ba'adei Misa. That's referring to the tour of Maman Acher that came along with the time that he did the Maisa that could potentially be Mechayev Misa, but he did it B'Shogeg, right? But that's coming to Pater from Maman Acher. V'nafkulon mina, and that's how we would know the Chayev Misa Shogeg and Peturim Natashlumin Mishum Delo Chilakta. De'ahachi Maisila B'Sof HaMiniach, that's how the Gemara brings it in Bava Kama U'Perek Eilun Aris. Says Tosis, consistent with what he says in all the various places, Inyan Zeh, regarding this tour of Maman Acher by the Misa, L'kulei Alma Iskuhu Akesha Debei Chizki. Everybody accepts the Hekish on the level of Maman Acher. K'demuchach Be'elun Aris. How do I prove it? From the Gemara right here. Rabbi Hayim Ksuvis. The Parech, the Gemara has the Kasha, Rabbi's question, Mi'ikol Amanda Amar, Chayv Misa Shogin Chayavin. So therefore, there can't be any cholek. So the answer is, nobody's cholek. So B'Shogeg Amazed is discussing Maman Acher. What about the second part of Tavdei Cheskia? Niskavim Shein Niskavim, which the Gemara establishes means Niskavim L'Zeh B'Har Gezeh, is also Lo Chilakta, is also Pater. Avo B'Niskavim Shein Niskavim, Lav B'Maman Acher B'Hadi Misa Ayri. That's not discussing being puter by the case of Niskavim Shein B'Har Gezeh, that it's not coming to tell me the tour of Maman Acher. Why? The Mishogig Nafka. Here Tosis uses different lashon than here. Here Tosis just says what? The Inyan Maman Acher Kfar Tana L'Doloch Tachlok. Tosis says a similar thing so far. The Mishogig Nafka. The Kal V'Chomer Hu. Ah, he adds something. Tosis says it's a Kal V'Chomer. If what? If a case of Shogig, you're puter from what? From Maman Acher. So what? So certainly, in the case of Niskavim Zeh B'Har Gezeh, you'll be what? You'll be puter from Maman Acher. You have to know, why is it a Kal V'Chomer? So clear that it's lower. Tosis assumes that way. Ella lifter midmea nerek. So the second clause of lo chilakta, whether niskavim or any niskavim, meaning even if it was only niskavim for this one, it was niskavim for the other one. So your putter is only nogeya what? Demea nerek. It's that where Chetan V'Chizkiya parts ways from Rebbe. Ulafuke mi Rebbe. The darish from niskavim agazeh v'agazeh, he darish from nisadev zachas nafesh, he sees it in the pasuk. V'hashta kamash molan Tan V'Chizkiya, not that way. So the second sentence of Rechezkiah is coming specifically Mafka mid the Rebbe. The Kemod is Kavin Laragazet, Varagazet, the Mekmod is Kavin Laragazet, Varagaz Shemiskavin. In other words, he killed his intended target, everyone with Mutatosis. So Pater, Hachinami Shemiskavin, whereas he killed someone else. The Hachi Maisil Abishmait, and that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin is referring, using it. And then Tosis goes on, we'll get to that eventually, that's the third part of Tan V'Chizkiya. So what do I see in the Tosis here? Again, a little bit beyond Tosis by us. Two things. Number one, Tosis Amid Aleph, and in Sanhedrin, Ayin Tosis Amid Aleph. Rebbe says that Mammon of the Naharag is Chayiv against Tan V'Chizkiya because Golikra. That's something that we didn't see Tosis and Ksuvis mention. And the other thing is, when Tosis says that the second course of Nechezki is talking about the Meha Ne'arak, so Tosis starts by saying, because on the Maman Acher it's part of Shogeg, but Tosis the Kal V'Chomer Hu. Now, comes the Masha, and he says, on this line of Tosis, that Maman Acher, you wouldn't need Tan V'Chizkiya to tell me on Maman Acher that Ein Miskaven is going to be Pater, because I get it from Shogeg, Kal V'Chomer. So, I understand. What about Tapat Dmei HaNe'arag by Ein Miskaven? Why do you need the Hekish? Learn it from a Kal V'Chomer there as well. So Masha took for granted that in the case of Shogeg, you'd be chayiv or pater on Tamei HaNerag.
You'd be pater
b'shogeg on Tamei HaNerag and you're pater on Tamei HaNerag.
It's a kavachomer.
And yet, when it comes to now in miskaven, so the pater from mamon acher, Tosa says, I don't need the enem miskaven part of Tem Bechizke to pater from mamon acher, because that's already included in shogig and it's a kavachomer. Where do I need the hekish Tem Bechizke to pater by enem miskaven?
Dmeanera.
Says the Mashal, I understand. Say the same thing. By shogig, you pater from Dmeanera. So I already know. The main Eric's brain and miskav should be the same thing. It should be kavachomer.
What's the kavachomer again?
We don't know exactly. That's the thing. We have to know what the Tosfos is meant by kavachomer. What would you think the kavachomer is? What would you think about it? What is the kavachomer?
It's less your action.
Yeah. If you have a different target and turn that this target, it's even lower than a normal shogeg. So you certainly should be parted from the mumminous liability. So it sounds like. So the Masha answers the following. He says, "Lifter midmea nerag, the emes kaven itzprich lekeisha. Dileka umef nekavachomer de shogeg. The ema de shogeg kaven de gola ala nerag. Since you're getting golus, parter midamin." That's why by shogeg you departer from the money, from the neanera. You're getting the kapara of galus. Yeah, that's what he says. Goes on, shogeg gufe the part of the neanera kfar kasavle di alfinala nami mekeisha de mezid the sibe lavalala adam. So he's chayvrak misak. He expects the regular. Maybe we'll get to this eventually. Av miskaven. Came in the Ein Chayiv Misotan Becheskin Tzavik Rav Shimon. Got in the Gola Drav Shogigu. So now, by the case of Ein Miskaven, you're not going to get Misa. You're not going to get Golos because it's not Shogeg. Salka Daitach Mias to No Saint Mia Nerag. If not for the Hekish, the Masha basically says like this: when it comes to Mamon Acher, I don't need the Tan Becheskin to tell me that Ein Miskaven is part of the Mamon Acher. It's already part of the first part of Tan Becheskin. It's the same thing as saying Shogig is part of Mamon Acher, and all that lies in the ready Shogig case. And it's a Kavachomer. Elamai, the next part of the Chizkiah is telling me that the case of Ein Miskaven, that means Miskaven Zev Argezeh, is Pater is Mitmei HaNerag. Now, by Shogig, I would also be Pater. But I wouldn't know from that you're Pater by Ein Miskaven. Why? Because by Shogig you're getting a Kapara. In the form of ghosts. So therefore, you don't have to pay Dmei HaNerag.
How
about Dmei Acher, then? Dmei Acher, Tosa says, it's a separate cheshbin, that it's kavachomer because it's less of a...
You're getting ghosts also, Chogi.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to know. But you tell me, answer your own question. You're saying good. You're asking good. It's a fundamentally different type of a tashlumin, though. The Mevladis or incidental hezek is not the same thing as the Dmei HaNerag. In terms of Dmei HaNerag, that's where getting golus, the Masha is saying, is a reason why you wouldn't have to pay for Dmei HaNerag. Dmei HaNerag is a type of a what, in a certain way. You could to get to discuss this more carefully, but yeah, it's a type of a kofar, maybe. See how to touch it exactly. But the Masha seems to be saying that having a kapar of golus is a reason why you wouldn't necessarily. You get the payment of Dmei HaNerag for the kapara, but maybe in miskaven you would have to pay for Dmei HaNerag. So the Torah, so the Hekish tells me otherwise, and Rebbe would disagree with it. But she'en kein, then it comes to the halacha of mamon acher. So there, it's already part of the first case. And therefore, the pater. So this is the first part of the Tosfos. Yeah. Let's just try to get a little bit more through the Tosfos, and then hopefully things become clear as we see it a few times. But just this is the aleph base of the Tosfos, just the cheshbon itself. Not an easy Tosfos, just to wade your way through. There's another Tosus not out of the woods. Tosus at this point sounds like good. So Tam v'Chizkiyah is clearly on the map. Everybody's got to accept Tam v'Chizkiyah binogeya wat binogeya the other mammon, and that lies in the first part of Tam v'Chizkiyah that you put it from mammon acher. That's shogig mezay miskaven. It's all clear, and everyone should accept it. That's what the Gemara is asking. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't hold otherwise. Good. Tosus not so simple. Avakasha bin Yitzchak. Have another Gemara. So there's one Gemara from that nine test that suggests there's a machlokas and a v'chizkiyah. No, machlokas is only on a detail of Tam v'chizkiyah, but not on the fundamental part one of Tam v'chizkiyah. Good. But there's another Gemara. Avakasha bin that seems to suggest that the whole hekish is not necessarily embraced by everybody. Kasha bin Yitzchak. The Bresha Nachnakin Aminan. The Gemara has a line in there in Peidah and Days. Quote: Hanicha l'man de isri Tam v'chizkiyah. Avaman de lesrei v'chuli. Mashma di gemar de polik. See, here we have to see another Gemara. Just take every line of Tosis and track it, you know. Just get our perspectives. You never know how it could come, you know, come be helpful at some point or nothing else. Just to know the Gemara is also good. So the line of Gemara that says, Hanicha v'yotan v'cheskin. Now the Gemara is discussing the Hekesh itself. Whether we buy into this drasha based on the Hekesh. The discussion here has to do with what you do with this pasuk. Makabeh mishamen makabeh adam yumas. So it sounds like it's not necessarily a davar muskim that we use the hekesh to teach Tam v'Chizkiyah. So that means that Gemara is suggesting that there may be somebody disagrees on the whole hekesh, on the whole thing. What's exactly the Gemara? Look at the Gemara, Pei Dalet and Beis. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek Elin and Achnakin, talks about the cases of Chiyuv Mises Chenek. So it says Maki Avi V'Imo Gets Chenek. The halacha is that even if they don't get killed by regular person, so you have to kill the person to be chayav misa. But by aviv v'imo, it's even without even if he made a chabura without killing it. The Gemara discusses how you know that that's the case. Gemara works it out from the psukim make ish b'meis, and here it doesn't say meis, so it's chayav even without meis. But the Gemara says okay. But how do you know you need a chabura? So let's pick up from where it says ve'ema. It's about equal to the Tosus man shamitrei in the Gemara. Okay, so right now the Gemara is asking the following question. So I established that the din is that there's a chi of chenek, a chi of misa for maki aviv, even if the aviv didn't die. But ve'ema afagav de aviv bechabura. Maybe there's a chi of misa for maki aviv, even if there was no chabura. Just simply maki aviv by itself, without a chabura. Alam etznan, but we have a mishnah otherwise. The mishnah says, ha-maki aviv imo en chayva shiyas ben chabura. Okay. That's the worst question. So it's a local question, b'negeya, how to touch the halacha maki aviv mos yumas. How do you know you need a chabura? Amakra. So the verse says, I get it from the following drasha. Listen to this drasha. Maki adam maki behema. It's a hekish in the pasuk. Maki adam, maki behema. This is the famous pasuk that we've been dealing with for Tam v'Chizkiyah. So what are we darshin? Ma maki behema ad aviv bechabura d'chshiv bei nefesh. That's the other pasuk. Maki nefesh behema shalman. So at this point, it sounds like the Gemara is saying you need to have a chabura by maki behema. So now af maki adam ad aviv bechabura. And what maki adam would it be? Obviously, it would have to. It would be by aviv. In fact, the Gemara, that can't be. That can't be. What you're saying is not correct. Maskevar v'yemri al-me'ata hikhisha ba'avonim hachinami d'lo machayev. In the case of an animal where he just weakened the animal with stones and he didn't actually make a chabura, but you caused the animal to be compromised in value, you tell me you're not chayev for the hezek? Of course you're chayev for hezek. So how can you say that by behemoth only with a chabura? Ela, imeini inu nefesh behemoth, but it says nefesh. If you don't use the nefesh for nefesh behema, the ha'ina mikchisha ba'vanim chayiv, it's obviously chayiv them too, t'ne'elinu nefesh adam. Use the word nefesh to tell me that there's a lach of nefesh in some place. What place? By makei aviv, that it has to be a ka with nefesh, that you made a chabur, that's called nefesh. Okay. Okay, so it comes out that we're learning out that makei aviv has to be a chabura, not from the hekesh anymore, but from the fact that it says nefesh in another pasuk, so we're going to make an inyan. So the Gemara says, so now that you're no longer using the hekesh to teach me that you need to make a chabura to be chayiv misa by maki aviv, so what do you need the hekesh for? So Gemara, I'll tell you what you need the hekesh for. We'll get the Tan de Bechizkiah. We have a very good drasha from that Hekesh. Tan de Bechizkiah. Right? That Patr is Chayv and Misa Shogim and Natashumit. Ma Makbe Mugol Chilakta. Fact the Gemara, Hanicha Lamandiska Tan de Bechizkiah. So then you have a way to work out the Hekesh. You have Tan de Bechizkiah. El Mandi, let's say Tan de Bechizkiah, Kesha Lamali. So then what do you do Hekesh for? Mark gives another Pshat. No, another Pshat in the Hekesh. And it brings us to a whole other sugya, not our topic. So you read the Gemara, what do you get a feel from this Gemara? That the idea of darshening the pasuk as a hekish for Tan Vechizkiah is only one of many possibilities, because not everybody accepts Tan Vechizkiah, and therefore the hekish has to be for something else. So mamish, this Gemara is staring us in the face against the Gemara Ksubas Lamed Hei. Ksubas Lamed Hei, Mi'ika. That anyone says Chay Mike Misa Shogim Chayavim, but Tan Vechizkiah. Hamicha, you see, Tan Vechizkiah is not everybody's. Tosu says Elaman de Lesre, so he knows what we're asking. I took care of this question. Pirashti le'el Perakanisraf. He sends us back to Tosu a few dots earlier in Ayin Tes, which is parallel to our Tosu here in Ksuvos. This is our kasha right now. Now I'll tell you a secret. I'll let you in on a secret here. Before we see Tosu Teretz. So he's going to give a teretz. Take a peek at Rashi. Rashi in Pei Dalet and Beis. Always today to see the Gemara for that reason. A little mitzia that we picked up along the way. Amazing Rashi. Look at Rashi. Hanicha. So the Gemara is discussing that there's someone who argues with the Vechizkiah. So then what do we do with the Hekesh? Who is it? Who argues? So Rashi. Hanicha. Where is there such a machlokes in the Vechizkiah? So Rashi tells us where? Plukta. No? Plukta Rav Yochanan ve Shimben Lakish Bixus Peru and Aris. Wow. What is Rashi saying? In other words, Rav Yochanan argues with Rav Chizkiah. Where do we see that in Ksuvis? That's Ram Dalam Beis. That was who? That was who? Who said that for Rav Yochanan?
Rav Dimi.
So Rashi resuscitated Rav Dimi. Rashi holds that the stomach of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is going to Rav Dimi. We thought that Rav Dimi was finished, right? Rav demolished him. Elikiyasa Ravin by Make by Chayvin Mises. Everybody agrees to Tan Vechizkiah. We have a Gemara here. Hanicha. If you hold Tan Vechizkiah, what if you don't? Rashi says, who's the Gemara thinking about? We're thinking about Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish according to Rav Dimi. Wow. So according to Rashi, Rav Dimi still has some legs to stand on. There's a stomach of the Gemara that goes with Rav Dimi's version. Fantastic, right? Tosus can't conceive of such a thing. Tosus has to figure out somewhere else. Okay. Tosus goes, so I have to know, Rashi is very interesting. Ramban points this out. The Rashi is going, Ramban here, Ramban in Sanhedrin, I forget already. But Kabit's here. So Tosus says, just read the words of Tosus Teretz, we have to see the Gemara carefully above a comment, we'll have to wait for that, but just read it inside. But Omar Benu Yitzchak. So the Re. That there is a man d'amar, d'hainu Rav Chaga midaroma, that's his name, d'aisi masnita b'yada, he brought a braisa in his hands, k'damim perek shoshan l'chaba v'chamisha, and what was his braisa? Now we have to again track this very carefully. D'shnei anoshim k'niskavnu zeh l'zeh, afa b'isha yish asan b'isha ye'anchu b'nevei v'ladus. So those two lines of Tosus, that's a whole gemara in Bava Kama Membeis. And what emerges from that is Alma Lesle Kecha de Ben Shogi Gemezit. Okay, so have you gone through Bambes in Baba Kam yet? Yes, no? You gone to do it? Okay, I'm going to let you do the work before I do it for you, okay? But meanwhile, we have to look at that Gemara for next time. So that is clearly a what? A Manda Amar. And that's what the Gemara means to identify, that he argues on the Shogi Gemezit. So now, if once we concede there's a man de amar, so what's difficult? So then what was Rabbi? So Tosus had conceded there's such a man de amar, so what is Rabbi asking now that Rav Dimi can't be correct? You see there's a cholik on Rav Tan Vechizkiah, so what's Rabbi's hokasha? The following, Vahad de kamar, mi'iko man de amar, I'll tell you what he means. What's Tosus quote? Mi'iko man de amar, the what, the chay mischogin chayavin, we have someone. You see the Gemara carefully, but that's, so what do you do with our Gemara? Hainu mishum, the Tan Vechizkiah Iker. Because Lamaisa, there are brises and there are brises, but not all brises are created equal. Rav Chaga came with a brisa. How authentic is this braisa? How corrupted is it? Potentially corrupted is this braisa? Who is reliable in giving over braises? We know. Anyone, any, you know, when the Gemara talks about Chiyav Rav Oshia being very authoritative. So Tan Bechizkia is in that school. Chiyah was one of the great Balei HaMasora whose versions of Braises are always considered to be authentic. He had a son, Chizkiah. So if Chizkiah is a Braisa, Chizkiah's Braisa is within the school and the tradition of Rav Chiyah. And therefore, Rabbi's Kasha is based on that idea that Tanbei Chizkiah's Braisa is carrying weight. The Gemara can still ask a Kasha and say, Hanicha, because Lamai said there's some fringe Braisa that someone brought that seems to argue. So the Gemara can say, what's he going to do with the Hekesh? Okay, the Gemara can ask such a Kasha in Sanhedrin. But Rabbi can ask a Kasha that Rav Yochanan, you can expect you to go with a Chaga Midaroma against Chizkiah. It's no comparison, right? That's Tosus Teretz. And we can ask Akasha from such a brace. Then the Rashba and Tosis will get to, he's going to say another cheshbon that really, even if the brace won't be the kasha, but the kasha is still going to be a kasha minei ve with Rabbi Yochanan, and then we'll just makes a shorthand and brings it from the Tanav Chizkiah. All right, so we have to do is we have to finish the Tosis for Monday, see the Gemara in Bava Kama, look at the Rashi carefully in Bava Kama. There's a Rashi you should look at on that Gemara, Vada Barahava. There's a Rashi, Make, with a Rashi in Bava Kama. Yeah, Rashi, Ella by Varava, and the Rashi, Atuba Asantali Musa. This is going to be very nagia for the end of the Tosis, because we have to come back and figure out what to do with the lesson of Masan Yiyah, according to Tanbei Chizkiah. Realize it's a very big loose end, because we discussed it a little bit on the top of the Amud. What is Tanbei Chizkiah going to do with the reading of the Pasuk? Go back to Im Lo Ya'asan Masan Yiyah. How do you touch Masan Yiyah? Nesat Nejtachas Nafesh. We know Rebbe, what he would do with it. We know the Rabbanan. What's Tanbei Chizkiah going to do with it? Right, that's the end of the Tosis. That's also parallel to Rashi in Bava Kama. So things will begin to come together, and then the other chelik of Tanbei Chizkiah, which we b'chal haven't touched yet, that's Derech Yibin Derech Aliyah, that's going to be the next Tosis, and in the Tosis another parallel. And then we have a fantastic Rambam that we have to deal with that's mamish turning everything on its head. So that's all coming attractions. Let's say a vote on the Pasha. Okay, you guys can stay 5 more minutes. Yeah.